The young moms who decide to keep and parent their children need some extra help from those around them. But what about the girl who finds herself pregnant and there's no family to turn to for help? Hopefully there's a space available for her at Seton Home.
You have to agree to want to keep and parent your baby, and you have to agree to focus on education and parenting. Those are really the requirements for being here.
That's Sherry Acevedo, the volunteer coordinator at Seton Home, a residential facility for girls between the ages of 12 and 19 who are pregnant or already have a child and have nowhere else to go. Chartered and licensed by the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services, it is one of the very few places of its kind in the state. Seton Home provides food, shelter, medical care, daycare, parenting classes, and individual and group therapy for its residents. Public Relations Coordinator Patsy Sasek says one of the primary goals for the women is finishing their education.
Everyone is required to be in a school, whether it's Page Middle School, Breckenridge High School, Pura Vida Magnet School, getting their GED, or going to college.
In March 1981, Seton Home officially opened its doors to three young mothers and has since helped 2,000 women become responsible and stable parents. Last year, a new wing was completed, and the expansion nearly doubled the capacity of their facility. Sherry Acevedo says the new rooms offer moms the attention they need pre- and post-pregnancy.
We keep them here for a couple of weeks after they have their babies, make sure they're bonding with their babies. And if there's any kind of issues with the babies physically, we can kind of pick up on it better here because it's a small cottage.
After moms have given birth, they move over to a different wing of the facility where each of them live in a small apartment with their child. But while they're in school, the children are supervised by professionals at the on-site licensed daycare facility. Anna Lopez and her staff supervise nearly 30 children.
And this is what we call our mobile room, where they're starting to learn to walk, starting to experience lifting themselves up and all that.
The girls live in a structured community with strict requirements. Each resident must attend parenting classes, counseling sessions, prepare meals together, and finish a long list of daily chores. Judy is 17, and the girls have elected her to manage the floor and make sure all of the tasks are completed.
We start chores at 7, and our babies have to be in bed by 8. And I have 10 girls that I'm responsible for to make sure they get the chores started and finished. And yet I still have to get my baby bathed and in bed.
Sherry Acevedo says the multitasking atmosphere is meant to mimic the stressful situations the girls are sure to experience as a single parent in the outside world.
We want them parenting because that's what we're teaching them. So she might be dealing with her manager jobs and dealing with handing out the food for the girls that can cook in the room. She's got a little toddler running around at the same time.
Yes.
But it's important for her to learn to juggle all of that.
Most of the women at Seton Home are placed there by the state. Many have experienced some form of physical abuse and moved through several foster homes. But the program has a zero-tolerance policy for drugs and violence. Robin was caught using drugs and asked to leave the program, but her baby didn't go with her. She's now been clean for 3 months, and Seton Home has welcomed her back, reuniting her with her child.
My son got taken away from me when I was staying here. A lot of girls showed how I was, like, I was going crazy. And I was going to run away, but I guess it was God telling me that I was going to get him back if I were to do good. So, and I'm really grateful that Seton Home accepted me back here, because I was in Houston and my son was in San Antonio.
Faith plays a role for many women at the home. While the organization was founded in the Roman Catholic tradition, ministers from other denominations say services in the chapel on the grounds. Pam says Seton Home has enhanced her faith and helped her stand by the choice she's made.
So I decided to keep my son and not have an abortion or give him up for adoption. And I moved here and I continued on with school and I graduated early. And now I'm planning to go to college in the fall, getting a job, and then finally moving out independently on my own. It's helping me move on for the future.
While the fathers of the children are not allowed to live at Seton Home, they can participate in some activities.
If their caseworkers allow the dads to be involved, they can come and visit the moms and the babies here. We encourage them to be involved in our parenting program, attend parenting classes. We want the babies to know who their dads are and for the dads to have that responsibility.
Seton Home gets some funding from the state, but depends largely on private donations. Less than 1% of its $2.6 million operating budget is funded by the Catholic Archdiocese of San Antonio. Margaret Starkey is the executive director. She says the biggest weakness of her program is finding flexible, decent-wage jobs so when the girls move on, they can provide for their kids.
My vision for that would be that we can build some alliances with local companies that would be willing to take some of our girls and give them entry-level jobs and then do some job training with them.
Many difficult obstacles lie ahead for teen mothers, but these programs will hopefully give them a foundation for dealing with the challenges of parenthood.
You know, we all have our ideas and opinions on should they have kept their babies, should they have kept their pregnancies going, all of these things. But these thing, ladies, this is their choice, and they have the right to parent their babies. And our views and our opinions are aside from what they have the right of doing.
You can find links to Seton Home and other organizations featured in our series on our website, tpr.org. Terry Gilday, Texas Public Radio News.